Why are some people healed by a divine touch and others are not? I don't know that I have a satisfactory answer for that, except to say it is not because God loves one more than the other. Look what happened when Jesus was going to the house of a man to heal his daughter who was about to die. Jesus loved the woman who was going to touch him, and he loved the girl who was about to die. Listen to what happened. It's in Luke, the 8th chapter, and the 40th verse. And it came to pass that when Jesus had returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And look, there was a man named Jairus, and he was the ruler of the synagogue, and fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him that he would come into his house. For he had only one daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay dying. But as he went, the people thronged about him, and a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon, physicians neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood was stopped. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitudes thronging about you and pressing against you, and you're saying, 'Who touched me?'" And Jesus said, "Somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue has gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and fell down before him, and she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace." And while he yet spoke, there came one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Your daughter is dead. Trouble not the master." You see, we don't have the mind of God. It says in James that God does not find fault with asking him for healing. He wants us to ask him, but we always submit to God's will, knowing that he loves us no matter what we think the answer is, because Jesus will heal us now or ultimately. Ask him for healing. Submit to God. Believe what he will do for you. Let's pray. Father, I have seen your power at work among people. I have seen diseases healed. I've seen people get better immediately of things the doctors could not help them with. And others I have prayed for have worsened in their condition, and some have died. I know this, Lord. You love each and every person that asks you for healing and believes in you. And we submit to your will, Lord, in this matter, knowing that you always care for us and love us. So we ask you always for healing, and we receive your answer with faith. In Jesus' name, amen.